Well, John Lendorf, welcome. It's good to have you here on Radio Nibbles, and we are speaking during Hanukkah.
The Festival of Light. And like all good seasonal festivals this time of year, it involves food.
It does, yes. There are the vlatkas, which are the most commonly known traditional food of Hanukkah, potato pancakes.
Tell me your latke story, because you've eaten them for a while.
I have, yeah, because I'm married to a Jewish woman, and when we first were together was when latkes first became a regular part of my diet this time of year, and what I remember is how much better her latkes are from what I had thought of as a potato pancake, which was something typically blander and not as crunchy. So at least in my house with my wife, Amy, these are spicier, you know, there's more onion flavor and they're crispier. So that's how I like my latkes.
So were the old ones just kind of poofs, you know, potato puffs kind of?
They were not as crispy and they were just bland.
Do you think the key is to keep the strands and have them stick out and so that they get fried and use oil?
Yeah, so you get with the strands of potato, rather than mushing it all up, you get the strands get crispy. The inside is still chewy, but you can crisp up the outside. And yeah, you fry in whatever oil you want to use. I think we use vegetable oil.
And then you put them in the oven too.
Yeah, to keep them warm. And then you provide toppings, typically applesauce and sour cream being the two traditional options.
But there are so many untraditional variations.
Yes.
I know people that make them with rutabagas and carrots and a bunch of other root vegetables. And I particularly, of course, love sweet potato latkes. You know, I mean, what's not to like?
There's a lot of ways to do your latkes, and happy Hanukkah, everybody. There's an event at McGuckin's, I think, this week to celebrate.
Yes, it's the annual Keep Calm and Eat More Latkes. It's December 8th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at McGuckin, because McGuckin has everything, including latkes.
This Saturday, December 8th. Other recommendations, culinary attractions? I know you're writing about this in the Boulder Weekly.
This week's column is about where to take people, you know, who come and visit you. There's a lot of things in there. My newest addition to the list that includes things like the Cheese Importers Warehouse and other bakeries and things is Stam Chocolate Shop. It's in on Public Road in Lafayette. I went in there the other day. It's amazing. A really neat place, and there's a grand piano in the corner, and liquid chocolate, and just all kinds of everything chocolate you could want.
And what's the best thing you've tasted lately?
Kind of in keeping with the holiday, I went into Moe's Bagels on a Thursday and realized that that's the day that they make challah. You know, the eggy braided, although I'm not sure they braid, but, you know, it's great bread. I love it with butter and honey or just French toasted.
Challah at Moe's. Well, you can read John's column about Colorado's best condiments in the current issue of Sensi Mag, and of course, Radio Nibbles archived at kgnu.org.
I wish you peace.
I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby.